the grocery store can be a stressful place, especially with the price of eggs going up. But NPR's Fiona Guerin finds that with the right company, it can actually be fun. This week on our series I'm really into, going on a date to the supermarket.
If you treat grocery shopping like a chore, all you're going to notice are the bruised apples, long lines, grim yellow lighting, and the bitter chill of the frozen aisle. But a grocery store is only as tedious as you make it. Disneyland also has long lines and a hellscape parking lot, but you probably don't treat that visit like a chore. You go in wide-eyed and open to the magic. The first grocery store date I ever went on, I was third-wheeling my grandparents. After we hit every free sample station in Costco, we checked out and followed the 8-foot-long hot dog billboard towards the cafeteria. As we parked our carts beside two white plastic picnic tables, my grandma told me that the Costco cafeteria was her and my grandpa's favorite date spot. There, with several of their grandkids, Bob and Ellen sat down under an indoor red umbrella and shared a chocolate and vanilla swirl ice cream cup. I left Costco that day still knowing very little about dating, but I held on to that idea that a date could be something simple but still surprising. I knew my girlfriend was a keeper when we ended up at Safeway on our third date. We just needed a place to meet up before going on a hike. But Safeway turned into the main event. We wandered around for over an hour and left with just one slice of rainbow cake to share.
I don't know what that is.
Thus began a long tradition of grocery store dates.
Should I get pickles or banana peppers? I just like a little something acidic.
That's my girlfriend and co-shopper, Adeline Murphy.
JoJo! JoJo's Siwa glasses.
Oh my god, those are definitely designed for a child. They say three and
or,
up.
Or homosexual.
Oh my gosh, they look great. They look really good.
Maybe my girlfriend and I are defining a date too broadly.
Just like JoJo.
But you can learn a lot about someone from what they add to the cart. Does your date consider a protein bar to be a treat? Do they opt for the generic cookies or scoff at anything below the Milano shelf? And what do they pair with sushi?
I know this is a wild combination, but how do you feel about potato salad?
I think that that's a very natural combination. Let's do it.
Right?
This information can save you a lot of time while sifting through potential partners. And you can figure it out by buying some random snacks instead of a 3-course meal and a bottle of wine.
Buying potato salad at like 9 p.m.
Your total is 18. 70.
But the most important information that you can glean from a grocery store date is whether this person is willing to bring their energy and excitement to something very ordinary. When we met, I had never been to Whole Foods and my girlfriend had never been to Wegmans, so we would blindly debate about which one was better. I know, pinning grocery stores against each other like Pokemon cards is a stupid thing to do in any context, but especially when you only have half the facts. So we had to settle the score. One day, we finally went to Wegmans. Their forest of a plant section took over the sidewalk and almost spilt into the street. My plant-loving girlfriend was in awe. I knew I was about to win. I bought her plants, and we ate cake and kombucha sitting on the curb by her car. With her head on my shoulders, she told me this was the best date she'd ever been on. We laughed because she was joking, and that was ridiculous. But she was only half joking. So when you get the chance, pull off the road into any old Kroger parking lot. Give someone a tour of your local Trader Joe's like it's your private art collection. In Costco, an ice cream under a red umbrella can be a tropical getaway if it makes you slow down and take a seat. Do romantic things in regular places. Because what could be more wonderful than regular love?
That's NPR's Fiona Guerin.